The early bird gets the worm, or on Black Friday, the latest LED smart screen TV. Did you get yours, or are you avoiding the stores today? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8.5 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, November 27th. It has become a tradition to storm the big box stores on Black Friday to try to snatch those doorbuster deals, the bargain of a lifetime. Some stores are now even opening up on Thanksgiving evening, but there's also a backlash. Some are boasting that they are not opening up on Thanksgiving or even on Black Friday. So, What is your preference? Are you lining up today for Black Friday specials, or are you giving shopping a wide berth? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Maybe you're holding out until Small Business Saturday tomorrow or Cyber Monday. On Monday, we are going to talk about the retail industry this hour and shopping trends with our guest, Jerry O'Brien, Executive Director of the Kohl's Center for Retailing in the School of Human Ecology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us.
Oh, I'm happy to do it. It's part of my tradition now.
That's right. You are. Your tradition is not going to the doorbuster stores.
No longer. I was in the industry for a long time and had to be there every morning, so I'm very happy to have a little more quiet morning.
Yeah. So why do they call it Black Friday?
Traditionally, it was the first time of the year. The sales from now until the end of the year were really the profitable sales. So up until now, they were just kind of paying their bills.
And this is a very important time for the retail industry. It does it make or break them?
Oh, absolutely. This is a critical time of the year. It's important for the stores to prove that they can be valid for the consumers, so they want to all get there competing for the same consumer dollar. This is when the winners come and the losers may not be around next year.
You know, so when did Black Friday begin?
Oh, it's been a long time. I don't actually have the exact date, but I think the term was coined probably about 25 years ago.
Yeah, and just how big is Black Friday in terms of sales for stores?
Well, last year, sales nationwide for Black Friday were over $50 billion. So this is a big time of year. And then we're adding on the online sales and including Thanksgiving. So they expect some growth this year, maybe 3%.
So what is the impact on the broader economy, not just the department store?
Well, retail in general in the economy accounts for 1 out of 4 jobs in the nation. As some affected by the retail industry. So this is a big deal. Obviously, consumer confidence can be measured by what happens today. And from all numbers, it looks like it's up a little bit this year, and that might help some retailers have a pretty positive season.
Oh, so we're maybe buying more than we did last year.
Again, nothing doorbuster type, but there is a... At least the polls show that people expect to spend slightly more than last year, and last year was up just a little bit also, so we seem to be recovering from the 08 doldrums.
Yeah. So what has made Black Friday shopping so popular in terms of, people that will at least until recently, it wasn't Thanksgiving evening, but you'd get up until super early in the morning to wait in line for something.
Well, I think it was intentional on the part of the retailers to say we need to get into your wallet this time of year. So the doorbuster idea was, if I can get you to come to my store first and hopefully spend more than just on that doorbuster item, I can gather a greater share of that wallet. So it began as a competition, who can put the hottest item out there to entice you to stand in line at their store, not one of their competitors. And I think also traditionally this was the kickoff to the holiday sales period where people said, well, Thanksgiving's over, I need to get ready to buy my holiday gifts. I think we've seen some bleed back into maybe even to October for that. So that's changed a little bit.
Yeah. So, and we are now in recent years anyway, just the last few years, to my recollection, now stores are opening up on Thanksgiving at 6 p.m. And right. Is that going to continue to grow?
I think it'll be very difficult for the trend to stop among the major, particularly department stores, discount stores, because to give up, to be the first one to do it if your competitors stay, is to give up quite a bit. Unfortunately, with them all open, it actually hasn't been much of a boom for retailers. It appears that most of the sales come out of Black Friday sales into Thursday. So it hasn't changed the overall makeup of the weekend too much.
So if we go out on Thanksgiving evening, that's when we're going out. We're not we're not continuing to go out early in the morning on Black Friday.
I think the number of families were quite relieved to not have to stand in line at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, right.
And maybe we're happy to get out of the kitchen by 7 o'clock at night. So.
Then there are some, though, I'm seeing a little bit, at least on Facebook and social media, some stores or people boasting that certain stores are staying closed on Thanksgiving. I mean, is there sort of kudos to the stores that are not opening up on Thanksgiving? Do we like that or don't like that?
Well, I don't think we have a consensus on that, but I think there's certainly a large part of the population that felt like it was dishonoring Thanksgiving to do all this business then. Certainly a lot of people disagree or the stores wouldn't be busy, but there are a number of people who were out saying, hey, this isn't right, and certainly there was quite a backlash about the employees who were asked or compelled to work that day. Having said that, I don't think it became the big movement everyone thought. But there are certainly some stores. I know REI has probably got the biggest news this year because they said they wouldn't even open up on Black Friday. But
Talk about that, in fact, with REI saying that it's not opening up. It's going to pay its employees to not work on Black Friday. And they're telling us to go outside.
Yeah, that's quite an idea. Of course, they are a company that sells outdoor goods, so there's certainly a motive for that. But they're also a co-op. They certainly don't have to respond to stockholders like a lot of others. So it'll be interesting to see. I think this is going to be successful for them. I don't know that it's a model that would work for other types of stores.
Yeah, so how have consumers reacted to REI?
Well, I don't know any numbers from yesterday yet, or what they've missed. We probably won't know until we see what happens on Saturday when they do open up, and hopefully they'll get rewarded. And, you know, that's how this really works. If there's consumers who say, I don't think stores should be open on Thanksgiving, then it's important that they reward the stores that aren't.
Yeah. And you feel as though REI might be alone in this? They're actually closed today?
Yes, that's what I understand.
Yeah, and you don't expect that many stores will follow suit?
No, I don't. They are a unique business model. Again, they don't have stockholders, and I can't imagine stockholders being happy that a stock they own decides to give up on the biggest shopping day of the year.
Yeah. Well, not only do we have now some stores opening up on Thanksgiving, we have the continued Black Friday sales or REI not opening up even on Black Friday. What about Small Business Saturday? Is that proving to have a place in the shopping world?
Yes, I think it's been a great trend. It's a reminder that while some of our big box and department stores have these doorbuster deals, that there are some businesses that we've all come to love in our neighborhoods and in our communities that are real important to our communities. And I love the idea that we put a little bit of focus back on them. And the numbers have been encouraging. I think it's also gets some excitement around those small businesses and those little parts of town that are more populated by small businesses.
Yeah. Do we have I know we have Cyber Monday. We're doing more and more of our shopping online, aren't we?
Yes. That's the biggest trend of the year. The numbers that will be the most exciting and the growth in cyber shopping or online shopping will, I would expect, to be well over 20% easily. It's still not a giant part of the total pie. Even if they have an outstanding holiday season, they won't make 20% of the sales online. Having said that, it's the fastest growing, and it's a trend that's going to continue to grow.
Yeah. I saw an article, the headline was the long, slow death of the department store. is the department store dying?
The department store is evolving rapidly. Consumers are demanding more things. So even we were just discussing Cyber Monday versus in-store sales. What you're going to see is more of a blend where you're going to go into stores and use technology there. There's going to be a lot of changes. Stores are going to have to be much more focused on experiential. So basically, what can I do to drive you to want to come and see me rather than sit in your easy chair and shop online? So the experience in the stores is changing dramatically because consumers are demanding it.
We'll talk more about what we are demanding as consumers and other shopping trends with our guest, Jerry O'Brien, Executive Director of the Kohl Center for Retailing in the School of Human Ecology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, talking about shopping trends. Welcoming your questions forum, welcoming your own shopping trends. Are you shopping on Black Friday or do you avoid it? What is, do you wait for Small Business Saturday? 1-800-642-1234. Are you doing more online shopping or in-store shopping? Let us know. We'll check news and then we'll be back. This is the Ideas Network.
Going shopping for Christmas. Time to spread good cheer. My mama told me you better shop around.
We're talking about shopping, talking about the past, the present, and the future of Christmas shopping. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking with Jerry O'Brien, who is a retail expert. He is the executive director of the Kohl Center for Retailing at UW-Madison. And we are talking about shopping trends with him as today is Black Friday. As you know, some stores are even opening up on Thanksgiving now. What do you think about this earlier and earlier trend of stores opening up for Christmas shopping? Are you somebody who does shop on Black Friday? Do you look forward to the deals on Black Friday? Or do you wait for Small Business Saturday? Or do you do a lot of shopping during Cyber Monday, online shopping? What's your preference when it comes to these retail trends? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And what's your take on REI's decision to close its stores on Black Friday today and instead encourages people to spend the day outdoors? I didn't realize this, but apparently there are some parks in many parts of the country, state parks, that are offering free admission and camping today as well. Not Wisconsin. It looks like Minnesota is, though. So what do you think of that? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. To shop or not to shop, what is your preference? Sherry in Hartford is with us. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Hi. So you're not shopping today?
No, I'm not. I'd rather spend it with my family.
Yeah, well, sure. But what about all those deals?
I don't think it's worth saving a couple of dollars. I think you should spend it with your family and enjoy it. I'd rather spend extra money than miss my family on holiday to go shopping.
Yeah, but you will go. You will end up shopping. What, like on the weekend, right, Sherry?
I will probably do Small Business Saturday or go shopping on Monday online.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much. So, I don't know, Jerry. Do we know if Sherry's in the majority or not?
Oh no, the vast majority of Americans will be out sometime this weekend. It's well over 70%. So she's not in the majority, but there's a large number of people who would actually avoid the crowds and try to get around them.
Yeah. So what retailers are currently dominating the Black Friday market?
I think historically the big box retailers are the ones that have put out these great doorbuster type items to get the lines, et cetera. So obviously every year you see Walmart and Target with their lines and Best Buy, of course, because of their high tech people. There's a lot of stuff there that people are dying for. But maybe that was overstated. But
well, you know, I did see early this morning before coming to work some video of, and it happens every year. You know, it looks
right.
Like a some sort of riot at a big box store, and people just breaking down the doors, literally busting down the doors, just about, or getting trampled. I don't know if there's. I don't think there's been. I'm not sure if there were any of those incidents today. But are is it? I mean, are the deals that great that we want to do that?
I think the perception is, and sometimes they are, there's some more to it. I think sometimes consumers need to do a little bit more research in that. I know, like, for example, some of these TVs that are out there, not all, are actually a lower quality TV that was produced almost specifically for a doorbuster. So while it may look like, you know, a 50-inch TV for $200 or whatever, it's not always what customers are expecting. And it's very important for people to look at it. But there are definitely some great deals out there, and typically they are limited in their quantity. So I think what people miss is, for some people, it's like the opening of deer season. There's just an excitement that they just want to be out and be part of the crowds and that. So while I love hearing Sherry say she wants to be with her family, some people, this is what they do to be with their family.
Well, yeah, there are people who have family traditions, and everybody, you know, the three generations will go out to
exactly.
the doorbusters. Yeah, but I'm trying to. I mean, can't I just get these Black Friday deals online even before Black Friday?
More and more people are figuring that out, and it really depends on the store and how they're going to do it. But it probably has a lot to do with the growth of online sales, in that I don't need to battle these lines, and again, unless it's something I really enjoy. So for many places you can, and other places you can get online and pre-order so that you can just pick it up at the store, or obviously you could have it delivered to your home.
Yeah. We are talking with Jerry O'Brien. He is the executive director of the Cole Center for Retailing in the School of Human Ecology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and he's talking with us about retail trends, shopping trends. Are you shopping today on Black Friday, or did you shop yesterday, Thanksgiving Day, or are you giving shopping a wide berth? Are you avoiding shopping on these days, and why? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Where do you do most of your Christmas shopping? Jackie in Drummond is with us now. Hi, Jackie.
Oh, hi. Yes, as I'm ready to be a vendor at a craft fair, this is an area that is really not talked about too much, but you know, there are so many craft fairs, you know, throughout the state of Wisconsin, and the Saturday after Thanksgiving is a big day. Like Winter, Wisconsin is having 90 vendors. So that's an alternative to big box shopping, and you go and you get really unique, you know, handmade gifts. And when I've worked craft fairs, I see a lot of families come through, so that also is a tradition that I think isn't mentioned that much. If you don't want to get caught up in the, you know, really materialism of Christmas, it's fun to support, you know, individual vendors.
Thank you very much, Jackie. So, Jerry, what about that aspect of Christmas shopping?
Actually, I think she's got a great point. I actually think there's a slight trend. It's not going to be a big number nationally, but because of the uniqueness of it, one of the problems that these big department stores and big box stores have is the sameness of their product. So going to craft fairs or online like Etsy is becoming much more popular. And I think that the idea that I can find something truly unique excites people and perhaps makes it feel like a little bit more meaningful gift.
Yeah. Jan emails, remember Buy Nothing Day? That's what I celebrate today, by buying nothing. Yeah, we did do shows on Buy Nothing Day. Is that still a thing, Jerry?
Well, I apologize. I don't remember it at all, and I certainly haven't heard of it for the last few years.
Well, what it was is they were sort of an anti-consumerism
sure.
group that said, hey, on Black Friday, don't go out at all, buy nothing. I think the group was called Adbusters or something like that. Obviously, it didn't have much of an impact on you, who studies retail.
Well, what I would say is, you know, consumerism by itself, consuming, you know, I think we'd have a hard time saying it's bad if we're wearing clothes or eating food or anything. Mm-hmm. So it's really a level that you're comfortable with. And if you can keep it, you know, within what you're comfortable with, your budget, your values, you know, I think the buy nothing day is certainly people are going to have to buy something. So at some time, whether you choose to say, I don't want to do it, certainly probably when that was going on, Thanksgiving wasn't even open. But if you're going to avoid shopping on a holiday for a statement, that I think that's important, and it lets the business people know what's important to you. But I think we have to be a little bit careful about this, you know, kind of consumerism. When people tell me that they're very opposed to consumerism, I always think, well, you know, most of us need something to make our lives comfortable and even doable.
Yeah, and I think that it was a backlash against the doorbuster sales and you know that kind of thing. But in any case, though, when we look at Black Friday, for the most part, this is a trend that has been around for a long time, and it's going to stay around for a long time, as far as you can tell.
I think certainly it will stay around, but we are probably de-emphasizing it. I mean, there were stores advertising Black Friday sales as even the last weekend of October. Amazon tried to have Black Friday in July. It didn't work very well this year, but I wouldn't put past Amazon to figure it out. So I'm afraid Black Friday's become a brand that just means amazing deals. And as we spread it out, I think what we're going to see is a smaller percent of the shopping done on this weekend, because we're diluting it, the businesses themselves, by trying to beat everyone else to the punch. So we just keep moving it back a little bit.
Yeah. And as for actually opening up on Thanksgiving itself, you see those stores continuing that are doing it?
I think so. I kind of think they all wish they wouldn't have done it. But now that Pandora's box is open, in order to stay competitive, it's just too costly to give up those people that do want to get it out on Thanksgiving to your competitor and not even be an option. If you're already there, you'd be competing with last year's numbers, and I'm afraid it wouldn't look that good.
Yeah, but as you mentioned, it's not as though retailers are gaining more in profits by opening up on Thanksgiving. It's coming out of the Black Friday sales.
It appears a very small change in the overall weekend, so that's why I say I'm guessing many of them are wishing they hadn't had to take that step.
Let's go to Sam in Minneapolis. Hi, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Not bad. Hey, listen, I've been listening, and this is the first year I've done Christmas shopping online, and I've been doing it over the last couple of months. Basically the stuff has been coming in. And on Amazon, if you're not careful about the vendor that you're using for the product, I bought my girlfriend's granddaughter this, like, plush monkey. And in the pictures that you're going to buy this monkey, it shows a full-size woman holding the monkey. So you think for $34, you're going to get this 6-foot monkey, all right? And it turns out that you're only getting one that's 3 feet tall, and that there's actually several sizes of this monkey. So you got to be careful when you shop online. Out of 20 purchases, I would say probably 3 or 4 of them have been very disappointing, because the ads or the pictures that they show are very misleading. And that's why I think it's important to go out and look at what you're going to be buying. Like, I bought a computer this year. Now, if you're not careful, you're going to end up buying a refurbished computer, something that was in an office for quite a while, and you're only talking about a couple of $100 difference, and you think you're getting a good deal, but this thing is pretty well on its way out, you know, so...
Yeah, interesting. Good point. So people doing some online shopping, Sam's disappointed in some of his purchases because he didn't get what he thought he was buying, Jerry.
Well, I think Sam's hitting on one of the biggest differences between online and in-store. You don't touch it, you don't see it before you pick it up or before you decide to buy it. So that happens. I would say that online shopping has become better and better, but he said be careful of the vendor, and he's absolutely correct. So the one thing you can do is go to trusted vendors, and Amazon is a conglomerate where, you know, almost anyone can sell, but if you're a loyal Kohl's shopper and you want to buy clothing there, and you probably have a better idea what you're going to get, or at Target or Walmart or Macy's or who's ever online you choose to go to. So there are certainly vendors that we trust, and I think that you can feel pretty good about doing that. And on the refurbished thing, Sam's exactly right. You just need to read, and particularly on Amazon, it'll come up and say this many used, this many refurbished, this many new. And even, I know, with Amazon Prime, some vendors don't participate. So if you're thinking you're getting free shipping automatically, you may not be, and you need to read carefully to be sure that happens.
Yeah, that's a good point. But and explain again, Jerry, what we expect the future to be, is sort of a hybrid of online and department store or brick-and-mortar store?
Well, the technology that we all have now, and I believe we're well over 80% of American adults have a smartphone of some sort, is going to allow the in-store experience to be this hybrid where... like I can talk to you on your phone as you walk my product. So if I know you're if you enter the store, there's ways for me to know you're in the store. If my records indicate that you've got a child about to start school this year, when you walk by an item that may be important to you, I can put a deal out to you on your phone right there. And instead of stores being places where we see, you know, most of my career, the old retail adage was stack it high and let it fly. I don't think we're going to see stores warehouse their product in front of customers anymore. They're going to have interactive displays and much more about the product and why you'd enjoy it. And there's going to be an entertainment factor to shopping as we move forward. And it's already happening. If you think of in the sporting world, the Bass Pro Shops, and where there's trout streams and climbing walls, et cetera, Dick's Sporting Goods. And then I think of the American Girl doll centers in Chicago, where you go and have tea with the doll, et cetera. The trend toward combining entertainment and shopping and enhancing it with technology, where I can get you better information. The truth is, if you think about going to, say, buy a digital camera, you probably have more information available to you on your smartphone than any salesperson could know about the 80 types of camera that they have. So stores are going to let you facilitate your own shopping with their technology and try to have their people providing more of an entertainment and a comfort. And again, they need to compete with the fact that you could sit at home with your coffee on your easy chair and shop.
Yeah. So how healthy is the retail industry right now, Jerry?
Retail industry's had a trouble growing since the economic downturn. The biggest problem from where I sit is that we've had very little wage growth, so the pie hasn't gotten bigger, which is why this is such an important time of year for them to prove that they can get their share and more of the consumer spending dollar. I think until we see wages grow, and there's some indications that that'll happen this next year, it's going to be difficult for retailers. It's not easy to get your sale, but at the same time, that's good for consumers. The more competition, the better the experience should be, the better prices should be. If consumers are wise, I think this could be a benefit.
You know, this is just an anecdote, but I heard that Macy's profits were up in this last, you know, quarter or whatever the number is. And I remember thinking, oh, so some people are shopping. I'm not. I mean, I'm not going out that much, and I go to Macy's. So are profits up at certain stores?
It's a real mixed bag. This holiday season, there'll be some winners. And a few companies have been able to fix their profits by doing some real reorganization this year, looking at overhead, cutting costs, changing the way they do business, as we've been talking. But there's others who are lagging, who consumers are not finding as relevant as they are, as they have been. And if they don't turn some numbers around this holiday, there's predictions that a few companies may not be around much longer.
Really? Who are they?
I think we all know Sears has been struggling for a while. I think this is a very important holiday for them. Now, they've proved to be very resilient. They've struggled for a little bit now, and they seem to be doing some fun things, so I think I'm pulling for them, but I would say that they are a company that is in jeopardy right now.
We are talking with Jerry O'Brien. He is the executive director of the Kohl Center for Retailing in the School of Human Ecology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And we are talking about shopping and trends and the retail industry and how it's going on this Black Friday. Are you a Black Friday shopper? Are you somebody who avoids Black Friday shopping? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Tina on Facebook says, I am using this day, Black Friday, to buy presents for foster kids. The deals will benefit those who need it the most. Well, there, that's a nice way to look at it. So Tina's going shopping, but not for herself, but for people who could use it. So what about you? I'm Joy Cardine. We'll check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll be back. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
For Christmas, time to spread good cheer. Shopping for Christmas. It's that time of year.
This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. So are you shopping today on Black Friday, or do you avoid shopping on Black Friday? Do you wait for Small Business Saturday, which is tomorrow? Do you wait for Cyber Monday on Monday? What are your Christmas shopping preferences or habits? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We're talking about retail trends, shopping trends, and the health of the retail industry. Talking about what we might expect in the future as well with Jerry O'Brien, Executive Director of the Cole Center for Retailing in the School of Human Ecology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I shared just before our news break, Jerry. Tina, who said that she is shopping today on Black Friday, but she's going to buy presents for foster kids, thinking that she can take advantage of these deals and then, I guess, give the presents away as charitable giving. Who is shopping mostly on Black Friday? You know what I mean in terms of demographics?
Demographics, it is a higher percent of women, but more and more men each year, and I think the gap will close again. There's some real changes in the demographic of men shopping in general, but it's a broad swath of America. This is really a day, I believe, again, over the weekend, over 70% of Americans plan to get out somehow or online and shop, so it would be hard to narrow it down too much. It's a lot of us.
Yeah, it is a lot of us, so you can't really say this is... I don't know, the low to middle income people are looking for the doorbuster deals.
Oh, not at all. Mm-hmm. It really depends on why you're out there. For some people, it is about the best deal. For some people, it is just an event. You think of the families who only got together because of the holiday yesterday, perhaps, mothers and daughters all getting together that can shop together, and that's a real enjoyment for them. So that's not income variable at all. It's just an opportunity to get out and, mm-hmm. and share a good time.
Mike in Reedsburg is with us now. Hi, Mike.
Yes, good morning. See, I've done the Black Friday craziness maybe 2 years in a row, and both time was disappointed by purchases I've made. I've got a workshop, and I went to buy certain tools that they had on sale for Black Friday, watching model numbers that I've kind of been, comparing to be good tools. And I noticed after I bought the tools that a lot of the stuff they sell on Black Friday may be the exact same model number, but these tools had plastic cases or no cases, or the tools themselves were manufactured at a lesser quality than what you would normally get if you bought that model number at another time of the year. And then a buddy of mine started working for Home Depot, so they get pallets full of products that they have that are just for sales on Black Friday. They don't sell those tools at any other time of the year, nor can you buy them at any other time of year. They're basically lower made or lesser quality items just that they sell just for Black Friday.
Oh, have you heard of such a thing, Jerry?
Well, again, I think I mentioned earlier that there are certainly, this is a buyer beware type moment, and I think tools, electronics are probably high risk items on that, in that I'd like to think the intent isn't not lower quality, but when you go out and you put a bid in for 100 times your normal purchase and you need to find some new vendors perhaps to make it, certainly there could be some quality things and like plastic parts that perhaps you don't want. So it's very important to be careful. I think there's lesser concern on different type items that are, maybe clothing is a little bit more easy to keep consistent.
Yeah. I know some people who go out shopping for the deals, but it's not for Christmas presents. It's for stuff they want.
Absolutely. Again, we've conditioned the shopper in America to think that these are the best deals this weekend. This is when to do it. So if you want your own big screen TV, in our minds, we've convinced them that buying it in September would just be silly. You should wait. Also this time of year, and partly it's just the way our seasons go, but this is when an awful lot of buying your own coat, your own boots, your sweaters, the sales go crazy. So much like your woman who's going to buy for the foster children, this is a way to make your money go farther. So for families themselves, but I believe there's a number that says about 70% of people buy one item for themselves, and that item's well over $100. So they're kind of gifting themselves, but feeling better about it because they're sure they got a great deal.
Yeah. Well, is that really true? I mean, can't I get a pretty good coat another time of year? Do I have to wait until Black Friday for a good coat?
Yeah, I think it was more true a few years ago, but the battle to get the money from you right now is so intense that I don't think there's any time of year where a shop, or excuse me, where a retailer does not have to be very competitive. So I don't think the once-in-a-lifetime, once-annual is as true as it used to be. On occasional items it is, but there's great deals year-round in most of the stores now.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not doing as much Christmas shopping as I used to. There's not as many small children in my family, for one thing, and so I don't, the adults don't get anything. I'm sorry, they don't. what I do sometimes when I'm buying gifts, maybe this is the lazy way out, is I will from time to time get gift cards, because I don't know what people want. I mean, is that still a growing thing?
It appears to have leveled off. It grew dramatically 3-4 years ago. It was kind of a new thing, and I think a lot of people began to feel, as you just mentioned, that maybe it's the lazy way out. But I saw an interesting statistic that nationwide, 50% of people say they'd actually like to get a gift card, and that percent's higher among women, and I was actually quite surprised at that. So if I can get off the hook with a gift card, that's a pretty good deal.
I actually killed two birds with one stone, Jerry. I will get myself a gift card to my favorite spa. So I buy myself a gift card for my spa, and I can use it for whatever I want down the road. So that works too. But anyway, some people, because gift cards, there were some problems with them years ago. Well, maybe there still are, but where they would expire, or that money would be taken off of them if you didn't use them quickly enough, and that sort of thing. Is that still a problem?
Well, you don't hear much about it. I think the big players came out and changed those rules, and people appreciated it, so it's very difficult to be out there. But like anything, it's important consumers read before they buy it. Most do not expire anymore, so I think you're pretty safe buying a gift card.
Nancy in Wabasha is with us. Hi, Nancy.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Shopping today or not shopping today?
Not shopping today. Haven't shopped on a Friday after Thanksgiving for ever. I used to do all my Christmas shopping a couple days before Christmas. And I shopped local stores in small towns, and had several ideas for people, and just was able to find one out of three shopping in a small town, and there were no crowds, and it was very comfortable, and people were very friendly.
And didn't you tell my producer, too, you used to be a small business owner?
I was. I sold books for 14 years, and I tended to get the non-big box shoppers on the day after Thanksgiving, or people visiting their relatives, and that was the most common shoppers I got, and it was a fairly quiet day.
You didn't have any doorbusters, Nancy, you didn't have doorbuster sales then in your bookstore?
No, we just, you know, we would give returning customers 10% off and things like that, and, you know, sometimes we'd have something, you know, might have a sale sometime, but you know, we didn't advertise it. It was too expensive to advertise sales. So just whatever you found with the day you walked in.
Yeah, thank you very much, Nancy. Nancy was mentioning to my producer that, you know, she did get some business on the as a bookstore owner on the day after Thanksgiving, but you know, it was the big box stores that got most of that business. Is that still the case, Jerry?
Yes, very much. That's the incentive to get out today, is those doorbuster deals. But what it really means is a large part of the population doesn't want to be part of that craziness, and we'll do that. Have a casual shop at a bookstore, a local gift store, enjoy it, but probably just don't even want to be on the street today.
Yeah, and for that matter, then the Small Business Saturday kind of developed in the last few years, and the marketing now is, you know, if you're a small business owner like Nancy was, to maybe benefit from that.
Absolutely. Just kind of hunker down today and hope to get a lot of business tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, what are some other other trends in shopping and retail? I see that layaway is coming back to some. Sears and Kmart are offering it. Is that a growing trend?
I haven't seen a lot of people following that trend, but I think it's interesting to watch, and certainly if it becomes more popular at Sears and Kmart, other people will do it. If there's a good idea out there, it's going to be copied. I think the biggest trends right this year will be that over 70% of people will do some sort of research on their purchase online, even if they don't buy it. So the online presence of these companies is very important in how well they can describe their product, share their deals, and be competitive online also.
Well, do you have any just general advice for consumers in doing some research on shopping and getting the best deal?
Well, I think, you know, Nancy just said something that she shops the last few days before Christmas. And what I would say is if you are not tied to a particular item, there are going to be some great deals then, because this is when these retailers, they really don't want to carry the stock into next year at all. So there could be some good deals, but of course then there's the risk that the item that you want won't be there. If you're more of a category shopper, not a specific brand or a specific look, you can get some great deals towards the end of the season also.
Yeah, we have a page on Facebook who says, I shop small businesses. I will also give museum and state park passes. We don't need more things. We need more shared experiences. So some people take that route.
I think that's an outstanding point right there, that a lot of people are more about giving the service. I think you mentioned the spa or the experience getting out. I mean, it really depends on who you're buying for and what they want out of life. And, you know, are you going to be able to share it with them, or are you sending this across the country or globally? But what's nice is we're in a position where people get to make some really nice choices.
Yeah. Well, what do you want for Christmas?
What do I want? My daughters live across the country. I just like that they're home with me and we can do some shared experience, actually.
There we go. Thank you very much for being with us.
I really appreciate it. Yeah. Have a great day.
Jerry O'Brien, Executive Director of the Kohl Center for Retailing and the School of Human Ecology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Thank you to Marika Suval and to Christy Taylor and to Bill Martins and to Elizabeth Delaquest. They produce these programs. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. Much more to come. It's our weekend review coming up next. We'll have two guests from different political perspectives talking about the top issues in the news this week, internationally, nationally, and here in the state of Wisconsin. Monday at this time, it's the State Capitol Report. We'll talk to a state lawmaker about her bill to ban smoking in cars, when there is a child in that car. That's coming up Monday at this time. This is the Ideas Network.